The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser, the Blaze Radio Network.
A little over a week ago, Austria reported that it was going to shut down a number of mosques. The AP reported that the Austria's government said Friday, this was a week ago Friday, that it was going to close seven mosques and plans to expel imams in a crackdown on political Islam and foreign financing of religious groups. Now, at least, I'm going to tell you now, my general position is that generally this is not a good idea, and I'll get into the reasons why. Unless there's arms, unless they're preaching a violent insurrection, unless they're preaching terrorism from the pulpit, political Islam will not be defeated by shutting down mosques. Now, expelling imams, that's another thing. We can talk about whether that's fair or not. It might be if those imams were simply there on visas, etc. But if they were citizens, again, that doesn't make any sense. But having said that, I think the first point I want to make is that they're cracking down in Austria on political Islam. Hallelujah. Now, again, I'm not happy about the way they're doing it. It's a little extreme. But they're understanding that the problem is political Islam. They're not saying just Islam or Muslims. They're cracking down on political Islam. That is the threat. Islamism. Political Islam, Islamism, an ism, a political, a theopolitical ideology that believes that if that party, that political party comes to power, it should then invoke and emplace Sharia law and Islamist legal system into position by virtue of the platform of its political party, and that is political Islam, and the mosques are used for their network. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said the government is shutting a hardline Turkish nationalist mosque in Vienna and dissolving a group called the Arab Religious Community that runs six mosques. So it dissolved that Arab religious community. The actions of the government are based on a 2015 law in Austria, and I think we talked about that back then, that among other things prevents religious communities from getting funding from abroad. Interior Minister Kickl said that the residence permits of around 40 imams employed by ATIB, a group that oversees Turkish mosques in Austria, are being reviewed because of concerns about such financing. That makes sense. Resident permits, these are just permits to be residents. They're not citizens. They don't have the full rights of Austrians. That makes sense. Why were they allowed in to start with? This is why when I talk about vetting of people coming into the United States, we talk about them believing and adhering to the principles of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the separation of church and state. And also adhering to our Muslim Reform Movement Declaration, which has many of these principles embodied in it. So no, those imams do not have a right to stay, and they're probably realizing they should have never let them in to start with. Kickl said that in the two cases, permits have already been revoked. Five more imams were denied first-time permits. Kurz became chancellor in December in a coalition with the Anti-Migration Freedom Party. In campaigning for last year's election, both coalition parties called for tougher immigration controls, quick deportations of asylum seekers whose requests are denied, and a crackdown on radical Islam. The government recently announced plans to ban girls in elementary schools and kindergartens from wearing headscarves. So look at the reason I pointed out to you political Islam, in that the ideology they're beginning to talk about is the correct problem. That is the one we need to pay attention to. But now the treatment of that disease has some appropriate treatments and others that are chemotherapies that will kill the patient. So you have to get the treatment right. Banning girls from wearing hijabs. Now, I have no idea why Islamists like their 6-7-year-old girls to wear hijabs. That doesn't make any sense. It's pathological, actually. It's supposed to be to protect. They believe it's to protect a woman from inappropriate exposure in public so that she is respected equally and not because of physical exploitation, and that she not be objectified. And simply the objectification of 6, 7, 10-year-old girls is absurd. That doesn't make any sense. Now, into junior high school and high school, I get it. So, I'm not exactly sure. Again, the details were not provided about what they mean by this, but the whole thing, the government getting into wearing, into whether they wear headscarves doesn't make sense. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the Danish ban of the burqa, but we'll get to that. But more importantly, the shutting down of mosques. I can't tell you how misguided that is. In France, they shut down a number of mosques. Three of them made sense. They had arms that were found in there. These were jihadi outposts. Jihadi militant outpost. That is no longer a mosque. It is a war front that should be shut down. But there was no evidence, from what I remember a few years ago after the Paris bombings, that the other mosques that they shut down had any arms in them. They may have been preaching anti-French sermons. They may have been politically even insurgents in their ideas. But every Middle Eastern government, and I wrote a piece about the Tajikistan government in which they said they shut down 5-6 years ago all the Salafi mosques, the Wahhabi mosques that had ideology preached from Saudi Arabia and pretty fundamentalist Wahhabism. And I pointed out that it may make them feel good for a few months, but ultimately it then pushes them underground. It actually radicalizes them to the point in which the government is not able to monitor it, is not able to expose it and treat them with the antiseptic of sunlight. And it actually harms society in the long run because you cannot engage these communities and marginalize their ideas. Compare the spread of hate groups, neo-Nazi groups in Europe versus those in the United States. I believe in the United States it is much less because we expose these groups to the antiseptic of sunlight and marginalize them so that they are not part of mainstream culture. Whether it's the skinheads, the fascist groups, as we saw in the past few years, some of them have been exposed on mainstream media frequently. And nobody takes them seriously as a result. Even at the height of the Cold War, the Communist Party, and perhaps contrary to what McCarthy wanted, but ultimately Communist Party was never outlawed, even though they may have been providing ideological safe haven for Soviet sympathizers and others. But it was one thing to be fighting against Soviet infiltrators and militant Soviets who wanted to kill Americans versus ideological communists who were drinking from the same trough of Marxist Hegelian thought. And I think similar when it comes to Islamists, we can either fight them ideologically, or if you start shutting them down, the work that we are doing in the Muslim reform movement becomes impossible. This conversation where we can expose what they're writing, what they say about America, what they say about France, what they say about Austria becomes impossible. So the shutting down of mosques doesn't make sense. Now, unless there's something about these mosques that I don't know in the simple international AP reports that were put out, but let's look at it. Because there is a nationalist and hyper-nationalist movement moving across Europe. And the way we respond to those movements is going to color the action and reaction to every one of these. President Trump's movement of America First was an equal and opposite reaction to Obama's movement of America Last, and let's bow and genuflect to the knees of the Iranian regimes, the Assad regimes, China and other countries. And now we see how that pendulum has swung the other way. Similarly in Europe, with the concessions of 1 million refugees into Germany, which Merkel did, with the other movements that have simply continued to try to dissolve European national identity, you're beginning to see responses, not only the more rational response of Brexit from EU, but irrational responses of some of the nationalist and hyper-nationalist movements associated with I believe the Pegida movement and others. Now, some of them may be well-intended, trying to bring back national identity, but others become xenophobic, anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant. And when it comes to self-preservation, you can understand some of their sentiment, but it would be self-defeating by them not to embrace those who share their values but happen to be Muslim, happen to be Jewish, happen to be Syrian, Jordanian, or Pakistani. But if they continue to simply alienate anyone based on skin color, national origin, it will not solve the long-term problem. So ultimately, shuttering mosques, if they're militant, it makes sense. If they're not, expose their ideas and begin to have a national conversation in Austria about political Islam, about Islamism, about jihadism, because that's what we're trying to do at the Muslim Reform Movement.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.